Hello everyone, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. This video is about Irish-Israeli relations. The government of Israel has just announced it will be shuttering its embassy in Dublin, and the reason given is because they claim that Ireland is pursuing an extremely anti-Israeli position, particularly the Irish Republic supporting the claim of genocide against Israel and the arrest warrants against Binyamin Netanyahu, Yoav Gallant, and others, saying that Israel has deliberately targeted civilians on many, many occasions, has withheld humanitarian aid and made it conditional, linked it onto to Palestinians doing certain things, not doing others. No, humanitarian aid is unconditional. You're not allowed to make the shipments of food, medicine, of drinking water flowing through. You're not allowed to make that contingent upon Palestinians doing something or refraining from doing something else, which Israel has repeatedly done, which is against international law, particularly against international humanitarian law. So well over 40,000 Palestinian civilians killed in this conflict. That's a conservative estimate. It will be 40,000 Palestinian civilians. Israel itself says that over 70% of those killed are women and children. Over 70%. Given that Hamas almost never uses women in combat, a high majority of those killed are civilians, even by Israel's estimate. And bear in mind, obviously, most Palestinian men are not combatants either. So if you deliberately kill a civilian, knowing him or her to be a civilian, when this is not in furtherance of some legitimate military attack, that is murder. And if there's one enemy fighter in a building and 10 civilians, you mustn't destroy it because you'd be killing so many more civilians than you would enemy combatants and so forth. The curious thing is that Zionism and Irish nationalism had quite cordial relations if you go back to the early 20th century. Zionism, as we know, emerged in the late 19th century, 1896, Theodor Herzl's book, Der Judenstaat, so that Hungarian journalist who wrote exclusively in German, he wanted to see a Jewish homeland, wasn't quite clear that to be completely independent, could be a province of the Ottoman Empire, or what seemed a pipe dream at the time. But so Irish nationalists wanted home rule for Ireland, and Irish Republicans wanted a complete severance of all the liens that connected Ireland with Great Britain. And eventually the Republicans, they largely achieved their goals, not with regard to Northern Ireland. But then in the 1930s, Zionist terrorists started up their crimes in Palestine against the lawful authority at the time, the British mandatory authorities, and indeed the Palestinian civilian population. There are, of course, Palestinian militants who attacked them. The Haganah and the Stern Gang and others were terrorists, and their people were lauded by Binyamin Netanyahu and his merry mob to this day, carried out which were indubitably terrorist attacks on civilians, racist violence, and indeed taking hostages, killing hostages when the British Army were in uniform, abiding by international humanitarian law, the Geneva Convention, and so forth, in almost all cases. But anyway, the Zionists, they had a lot of fellow feeling for Irish Republicans. And one series of attacks, they even called Operation Michael, in laudation of Michael Collins, who was Director of Intelligence of the IRA from about 1917 to 1921. Later, what was he, Chairman of the Executive Council of the Provisional Government in Ireland. Till he was shot dead by his erstwhile comrades of the IRA on the 22nd of August, 1922. So because they're both against the British Empire, they sympathize with each other. But how times were to change, and that continued on into the 1960s. From the 70s onwards, Irish nationalists and particularly Republicans, you know, the more militant ones, began to have a greater sympathy with the Palestinian cause. Now, Sinn Féin, that was the political face of a terrorist organization called the IRA. They very much supported the Palestinian position. Now, I abominate Sinn Féin, but they're not wrong on everything. It is true that Palestine's been under illegal military occupation for a very, very long time. And the United Nations says that there's a right to resistance against illegal occupation. Indeed, even the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says in the last resort, there is a right to rebellion against oppression. And that's what Palestinians are doing. Now, they haven't always done it by just means, and they sometimes have purposefully killed civilians. And that is murder. So we'd never condone that, hostage taking, torture, things like that, the sort of thing that the Israeli state does on an enormous scale. So now the Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil coalition, they advocated for Palestinian freedom, for human rights in Palestine, and said you can't have this limitless onslaught. You know, well over 2% of the Palestinian population killed, over 6% wounded, you know, about at least 1% kidnapped, and almost all the others internally displaced. It really is hell on earth in the Gaza Strip right now. You think what Israel suffered in those 7th of October attacks, over 1,000 killed. So I was thinking about that. They got, well, not quite 10 million people there. So this would be like 0.1% of the population was killed in one day. That's horrendous, 0.1%. But what have the Palestinians suffered? Sorry, if you look at the Gaza Strip only, consider they've got 2.5 million people. So that they've had, as I say, over 2% of their population killed. Wow. So proportionally, so much more, so much more. 20 times the death toll the Israelis suffered, if you look how small their population is. Anyway, so the Republic of Ireland, along with Slovenia, Spain, and Norway, they recognize Palestine as a sovereign state. Palestine is absolutely independent. So the Israelis had acted very badly indeed when the Republic of Ireland recognized Palestine, what it indubitably is, a nation. Because what is it? It's not a province. It's not part of Israel. Even the Israelis don't claim that. It's not part of Egypt. It's not part of Jordan. And yes, it's true. The Egyptians and Jordanians helped them out after al-Nakba to administer the area when they were reeling from this inflow of refugees, when Palestine had been sundered, split apart, this vivisection, the creation of the state of Israel. So what were they to do? How could they cope? Anyhow, so the fact that Jordan and Egypt were there controlling these areas doesn't mean that Palestine is not a nation. Every nation has got to start sometime, and they're patently not Israelis. And it's true they have strong links with their neighbors. Palestinians are Arabs, 95% of them are Sunni Muslims, but that doesn't mean that they're Egyptians or Jordanians or any other nationality. If they wished to accede to Egypt and or Jordan or another Arab country, and the other Arab country wished to receive them, that would be different. But they don't wish to join another Arab country, nor does another Arab country wish to take them. And it's true, a lot of people of Palestinian descent have fled to Jordan and elsewhere and are often dual citizens. But that doesn't mean that Palestine is not a nation. So Israel's withdrawing all its diplomats. It hasn't expelled the Irish diplomats in Israel. That may happen later. It hasn't actually broken off diplomatic relations. But they are deeply miffed that the Palestinian ambassador is there. So I'm very proud that the Republic of Ireland being great-hearted, and we've taken some very sick and wounded Palestinian children to give them medical care. And I wish we could be more effective in saving Palestinians who are being slaughtered every single day. And what are they to do? If it was your family under threat, what would you do? I remember Naftali Bennett saying, well, how proportionally would you respond to a missile fired at your child's bedroom? Which is a question far better put to the Palestinians, because it happens to them so much more. And Israel, with its supposed pinpoint accuracy of weapons, always manages to kill so many civilians because it's on purpose. And they're doing it in Lebanon and Syria, dozens of airstrikes a day against Syria. Syria is no threat to them because, you know, the government has collapsed. They haven't really managed to form a government yet. Israel sunk almost all their warships, destroyed most of their planes, their helicopters, their armor, their artillery, and so on. So they may well have an internal civil war. And this new regime has not threatened Israel at all. Israel has invaded again, has stolen even more land, is under illegal occupation of even more of Syria. So it's just beyond comprehension, the crimes against international law that Israel gets away with every single day. Now, Israel is not all bad. And yes, the human rights records of its neighbors is often abysmal. You look at Assad, Syria. Right. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.